Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, welcome back, and thanks for joining us. So let's talk about the first Federalist article. You talked a lot in there that we have an expectation of more mail-in ballots, et cetera. So that's fine. What are the things that we need? Poll watchers, first of all, right?
Right. And I wrote that piece in honor of this week's opening day. I compared what's going on with watching the ballots with the 1975 World Series. I'm probably dating myself, but in that series, the umpire made a call that everyone did not think was right, and the Boston Red Sox did not win the World Series. And baseball fans still talk about that to this day, that they couldn't see, and was that call right? And I showed how that can be the same to voters who can't see what's going on in the counting. And my piece at thefederalist.com is a call for good government. Why, you know, the election code is not very specific about what watchers are allowed to do or how close they can get, but that doesn't mean that our government can't decide to allow them way closer than they are. Unfortunately, the decisions have been going the other way.
Well, these decisions are made by human beings, right? So this would be Mr. Good Government, Al Schmidt, the former, if he ever was, person who was supposed to be our eyes during the 2020 election. So what you're asking for, it's just more reasonable accommodation. And Linda, I think about this. I think about this guy in Montgomery County that's a commissioner now. Just the idea, if you want to keep on saying, shut up about election integrity, you're going to have to do a lot more that's reasonable. And then you and I and others, I think, will say, look, this looks like the count was fine. It was reasonable to watch it, et cetera.
Right, absolutely. And we need to win elections to affect change. That's just the bottom line. If the turnout is big enough this year on the Republican side, I'm convinced that we're going to put both Dave McCormick in the Senate and Trump in the White House. We have to have enough turnout, and that means that your listeners, who I know every one of your listeners is voting in every election, but they have to encourage family and friends, and if they can, they should also be volunteering, because we need eyes. We need eyes on the polling places and eyes at the count.
Yes, and also those eyes help to be witnesses to say, as far as we can tell, everything was fine here. We got to come back to a modicum of belief in this, and I know you're trying, and you know that I preach this and try to do this in talk radio. Well, we need some help from the other side. We need Josh Shapiro, rather than weaponizing already as if he's expecting riots in the streets. And he's been, I don't know if you saw this, Linda, you probably did, that Jim Jordan subpoenaing documents to see his correspondence with Homeland Security and others. What is he cooking up here? Why would he take that route? It doesn't seem to be to reassure us that the vote is accurate. as much as to stifle dissent.
Right. And I've heard that from election officials when I say, look, we need to see what's happening. And I get that in response. Well, Homeland Security. But election integrity is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And some of these changes are going to take a long time to get into effect. And I can tell you, Don, and I can tell your listeners, we have lawyers working hard on this election. But we lawyers, I wish we were, but we're not miracle workers. In addition to election law, I have a regular legal practice, and I practice family law here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and civil law. So I'm always dealing with people, you know, in their worst situations in their life. And I can be the first to tell you that we are doing our absolute best to make sure that the law is followed and to use the judicial system when it's not and counsel our clients to the best of our ability. But with campaigns and elections, we need volunteers. We need people to be there at the count, and we need people in polling places. And your listeners can sign up at protectthevote.com. Just go to that website, enter your information, and if you're available on Election Day, which the primary is April 23rd and the general is November 5th, we will put you somewhere. And it's not going to be a glamorous job like yours, Dom, on the radio. It's hard work to sit.
Wait a minute now. The bosses are listening. How dare you? Dan, file suit right now in here. Get to Washington State, Dan. You know I can practice there. I didn't pass the bar exam. I never took it, but...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Frankly, I want to see you and Dan in a polling place before you go on the air after you're on the air, because there is no excuse. And I talk to people who complain. They complain to me, and I say, well, here, do you want to sign up to be a poll watcher? Well, no, like, that's a little too much. Well, you know what? It's not. And every little bit helps. I can't tell you what goes on when I don't have eyes and ears in the polling place, but when I do, my poll watchers report to me things like people voting for their friends or neighbors, or election workers leaving their post, or at the counting, the machines getting jammed, or electioneering and polling places. Like, I hear about things, and I can do something about that on Election Day. But I and the other lawyers who are representing the Republican National Committee this year, we can't be everywhere. We need volunteers. And that's why you're so gracious to have me on to just remind people, go to protectthevote.com, sign up, and you will be part of this election, and it's important. And I'm going to say again, people say to me, well, I sat there all day and nothing happened. And I say, you're the best poll watcher I've ever had, because that's what you're there for. And I know at the count, we can't see as much as we would like to see, and we can't do as much as we like to do, but it's better to have a presence there, because if none of us are standing there, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. So I really want to encourage your listeners to sign up and take the day off from work now so you're ready.
Linda, your other article, Illegal Immigration and Election Law, Downstream Consequences on Display in Pennsylvania Voter Rolls Transparency Case. Tell us about that.
Right. So I wrote that one in honor of March Madness because I talked. I have all these sports analogies, Dom. I talked about you make one bad decision in the beginning of your bracket, and then you know you lose your whole bracket. And that's what I'm looking at this immigration policy, and I'm thinking these bad decisions that our government is making on immigration policy. There's so many downstream consequences, and one is we have people now in America, and they're getting on the voter rolls. And I have a case. My client, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, you've had Christian Adams on your show before.
Oh, yes, many times.
We filed this case, I think it was in 2018, and it's still going on, and now it's in the appellate court. We're winning, but that just goes to show you that a lot of this election integrity is a marathon, not a sprint. And lawyers like me, we are working on it. But, again, we're not miracle workers, and we need – volunteers to help us. And I guarantee that if you show up and help us, you're going to be part of the process and you are going to be helping. And I can't stress enough how much we need you.
Linda, one other area too. The area that concerns me now, the mail-in balloting, you always can be small issues, but I'm on board. This is what Republicans have to do. But the excuse of needing more drop boxes or drop boxes anyhow, look, you can vote by mail. Voting's never been easier. If you don't want to do that, you don't want to do it properly, show up and vote. Do that. But drop boxes, what's the latest on that? I know around Pennsylvania, it's technically wrong, and I don't know about prosecuting. Say you take your wife's vote or your husband's vote there with you. You can't do that. Wolf did it.
Right. No, you have to deliver your own ballot.
Yes.
And that's the problem with how our law was written, unfortunately. And our law does need to be rewritten. But that is a problem. And that's why it's helpful for us to have watchers. Right now that I know of, there's only one drop box in Philadelphia. It's in West Philly. I actually went to see it yesterday.
Tell me, why did you do that, Linda, for listen? Why did you go and see it?
Because the commissioner's office announced that they have one satellite election office open, and I wanted to put my eyeballs on. I wanted to see what was going on, and I wanted to look at the drop box because I wanted to have an idea if anything happens. How is that secured? I want to ask questions about when are those ballots going to be scooped up from the drop box? What's the chain of custody going to be? And I wanted to see what the commissioners put out with our taxpayer dollars. Look, Dom, I don't think drop boxes are a good way to run an election. I think a lot of people would agree with me on that, but we have to play the hand that we're dealt. And I'm going to go back to, if the margin is big enough this year, then you guys aren't even going to need me. I'll probably never be on your show again because the margin is going to be so big. Republicans are going to win. We're not even going to need lawyers like me.
Well, Linda, do you have Guy Shiraki's very good at this. He said the other day, if you're down 1.3 million votes due to mail-in balloting, Republicans again, on election day from the mail-in count, you're probably not going to win. But if it's closer to a million, you're probably going to win. We know these things. It's not an unknowable. We know if our people do this, plus they're going to show up on election day, those that are going to do that, you're going to win Pennsylvania.
Right. Look, in Pennsylvania, in a statewide election in 2021, we elected Justice Kevin Brobson, and that was mail-in voting, and his opponent got a lot more mail-in votes than he did, but he still managed to win. So they are winnable. The issue is that it looks like the Democrats are pushing a lot of their what's called low propensity voters who might not show up otherwise, onto the mail balloting, and then so that they have so many more votes than us. It's important that the Republicans, I don't want to push people who would normally go to the polls and like going to the polls onto mail balloting. I would like to find the low propensity voters, those who might not make it, who mm-hmm. have an excuse. I want to see them vote by mail so that they don't have an excuse. Because if they're going to say that they can't get there on election day, well, here's this totally convenient way to do it. Vote ahead of time. And that's where your listeners come in. They have friends and family members, kids, nieces, nephews, who may be what we call low propensity voters. And, just gently encourage them. Hey, there is a way for you to be part of this process. Here it is. Here's how you apply for your mail-in ballot. And imagine, I know you have millions and millions and millions of listeners, Dom, because you're so popular. So imagine if each one of your listeners just encouraged one low propensity voter. I mean, we'd run away with this election.
You're talking our language, Linda. Sign me up. Linda, thank you. Keep us in the loop, too. Great stuff. And whatever you want to talk about on this, listeners really want to hear it. So thank you, Linda.
Thank you. ProtectTheVote.com. Please have your listeners go to that website. I'll talk to you soon, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.